Amen. Well, as you can see, I've got someone interesting sitting next to me this morning. And so what, as you guys know, this year has been a transition year for the Bridge, as the Bridge is going through some change. And part of that change is I have been taking on the role of preaching and teaching. We've been doing that since January, and I will continue to do that. But we felt like that I needed some help with the overall shepherding and leading the church. And so over the last few months, since January, we've been praying about what does that role look like. And so I shared with you 3 weeks ago, even in April, we made the announcement that we were going to hire, that we were looking for a connecting pastor. And then again, 3 weeks ago, I announced who that person was. And today, I'm going to make it official. As Bridge Church, I want to introduce to you our new connecting pastor, David Pearson. All right, David, it's all yours. David, we are so excited. Am I talking too loud? I'm so excited. Anyway, David, we are so glad that you are here. And so what we're going to do today is instead of me or someone preaching, what we thought would be best, especially since it's the 4th of July holiday, we know we've got a lot of people traveling and out and about, we thought it'd be really good just to sit down with David for a few moments. So I got a list of 10 questions here. Don't know if we're going to get through it or not. We may get done quick, but we'll get out of here in the next 30 minutes or so. But I thought it'd be good just to interview David. Him and I just have just a casual conversation up here. This is literally not scripted. We're just going to fly by the seat of our pants, right? Because we wanted to give you guys a chance to get to know him just a little bit more. And so before I do that, and I know I'm doing all the talking, but we'll give you a chance to do so. What I thought would be good. Now, David, you guys got here Friday, right? And so as of Friday night, he's staying with us until his house closes. You are official Missourians. Is that what we call them? Official Missourians? I'm not sure. So Missourians, yeah. And so I just thought that it would be good to just to make it official, to just give you a gift, to make you feel at home. We are very proud of some of our professional teams here in the state of Missouri. And so, David, brother, and if you want to put this on now, you sure can, but this would sure make my heart feel so good. You know what I'm just saying? But I want to present you with a team that we have so much pride here in this state, that we all as Bridge members, except for Jeremy Crow, he's an elder, he's a Cubs fan, we're still praying for him, praying that he gets saved, right? He's not with us. But we thought we would give you an official Missouri St. Louis Cardinals t-shirt. Yes, so there you go, David. Go ahead and put it on. So, all right. So here's the deal.
Hey, girls, when we get the new house, we got something to clean with now.
Yeah. All right. So it's out. Okay. So it's out. And this was, you know, this has been a little bit of a battle with us. But David is not a Cardinals fan. All right. He's a what, David?
I'm a combination because there's two different leagues.
Oh.
I'm a Phillies fan. And I'm a Royals fan.
Okay. All right. We can accept the Royals, right? But we're still praying about the feeling. And then you told me you kind of like the Cubs. Is that true? Just a little bit?
Yeah. Kind of like the Cubs, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So we're going to have an altar call afterwards. We're going to gather around and pray over him, right, over some of these issues. So I'm going to shut up now, David, okay? Again, we are so excited about you being here. And so I think the first question would be, David, tell us a little bit about your family. Introduce us to your family,
okay.
And then just tell us a little bit about you, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'll start with my family, and this is really my pride and joy.
Yeah.
I love my family to death. My wife, Kelly, if you'll stand up. My wife, Kelly, and I have been married for 27 years.
Hi, Kelly.
In September.
Yeah. How many?
27.
That's awesome.
In September.
That's awesome.
So we're 26 and three-fourths.
Yeah.
Something like that. To her right, my left, is.
Are you going to cry your first day?
I may. It's my oldest daughter. And the reason I cry is because she's not been with us. She's in college. She's 22 years old. She's going to be a senior at Boys College in Louisville, Kentucky. And she's doing a summer internship with Missouri Baptist Convention and Disaster Relief. And we didn't think she was showing up today. And so my oldest daughter, Erin, if you'll stand up. On my far right is my middle daughter, Allison. You can stand up, Al. She goes by Al, by the way.
Al.
Allison. She is 17, and And she is, she's way different than me. And I love her to death, and she challenges me and stretches me to see things differently and is very outgoing, very creative, and so love her to death. And my baby is, so Al is 16, and Emily is 16. They're a year apart, and so they're both going to be seniors in high school this year, so all my girls are seniors. So Emily, you can stand up. This is Em, as we call her.
Yeah.
She's my baby. She's my right hand. She goes with me and does a lot of building things and tearing things apart. And if you like to tear things apart, give her a call. She's really good at tearing things apart.
Awesome.
So,
well, we are, again, excited that you guys are here. David, why don't you share a little bit? You're not a stranger to the Bridge. As a matter of fact, you have been in services with us and actually have, did you preach once or twice? Was it once? Twice.
I think twice.
I thought you preached twice. Does anybody remember David preaching here? Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, he's not a stranger to us. And so, David, you want to take a few moments and just share about your relationship with the Bridge, and you, and how we met and all that kind of stuff?
So let me kind of back up even before that a little bit. I grew up in Missouri. My wife and I are both Missouri kids. We met at SMS, what used to be SMS, I guess, MSU.
MSU.
Now, and so we met at the BSU, at the at MSU. That's a lot of letters altogether. But I grew up in Missouri. My dad was a pastor's kid, my dad was a pastor, so I was a pastor's kid. And so Missouri's kind of been where we grew up and were raised. But 18 years ago, I moved to Philadelphia to be a part of planting churches with the North American Mission Board. And I've just fallen in love with Philly through that time there. It's become very much our home. My two youngest daughters were born there. And part of that, what my job was, so I'm kind of blurring some of these questions.
Just go,
so,
bro.
Part of my story is I recruit and train church planters. It's kind of been my job the last several years. And I've built a relationship with a guy in Oklahoma. And I was back kind of talking to him about moving to Philly and planting a church and what all that looked like. And the Bridge was started in 2000.
Something. don't ask me no.
Okay, sorry. Is about, the last church I started just is getting ready to celebrate their 10th anniversary. And so the Bridge is about 5 years older now, whatever that makes it. Yeah. And so I was just kind of learning. So I called Joe. Or I called the Bridge, didn't know Joe. I called the Bridge, and I'm like, hey, can we go grab lunch? I'd like to learn from you. What is your church doing? And so we went and had barbecue. It's no longer there.
Nope.
It's now Rocco's. Yeah. But we went and had barbecue and started talking sports, started talking just life and who we are and ministry, and just to kind of hit it off and become great friends. And so anytime I've been worn out in ministry and tired, I would call Joe, and I'm like, hey, man, I just need to get away. And so I would come hang out at his house for a while. And I tried really hard, really, really hard to recruit him to Philadelphia to come and plant a church. He's more stubborn than I am.
Yep.
Either that or Tina is, because she doesn't like the cold. But just formed a great relationship with Joe and the Bridge. And as he said, been here and preached a couple of times. And this church is just, anytime we come back and visit family, my mother-in-law lives here in Nixa. So anytime we come back and visit family, I always tried to sneak over here and visit to service and to be a part of what you're doing. And so we've kind of been connected with the Bridge for about 7-8 years, something like that.
Yeah, and I actually traveled once to
Philadelphia. Yeah, you've come up and preached at the church, the Journey, the last church that I started.
Yeah, and so David, you've been in ministry for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to share a little bit about kind of your experience of those 20 years, kind of what you did, and a little bit about maybe the job that you're leaving?
I started out as a youth pastor. And it took me about 3 weeks to figure out I'm not a youth pastor. Rick, wherever you are,
he's not here. He's on the list.
Yeah. I love you, Rick, and I will do everything I can to support you so that I don't have to do your job. It just was not the way God wired me. And so I did that for a little while. I pastored churches, and then I said earlier, I moved to Philadelphia 18 years ago to be a part of planting churches. I planted a church that didn't succeed, didn't make it. I joined the staff of a church plant. And worked as associate pastor as a church that I joined it when it was about 6 months old, but had been going to services there before that and helping them, and saw that grow to about 350 people, led them on mission trips, oversaw all their ministries, just kind of all that stuff, overdid, saw the finances. And then I left to start the first daughter church of that called The Journey, and started that about 10 years ago and just saw that take off and grow. And then I've been just part of recruiting church planters and training church planters. And I just love developing leaders. I love training guys. I love working with them. I love going into new communities where there's not much going on. I love engaging community. And so I just get to use all those different things in my previous job of being a part of engaging a community where there aren't many churches, where there isn't much gospel presentation, and going and serving them and loving them and showing the community that the church isn't here to take, but the church is here to give, and the church is here to be an asset to the community. And so through that, recruiting church planters, because I can't plant all those churches, to recruit them and train them and to see God really move across the Philly metro area and do that.
Yeah, so your last title, you were with NAM, the North American Mission Board, one of the largest mission organizations in the world. Mm-hmm. Your last title was the Planting Catalyst. And I explained to the church, it was like a pastor of pastors. You recruited pastors. You were successful in that. You were seeing ministry grow. You were excited about that. So let me ask you a question. So why do you want to get back into the local church? I know you had pastored for a while, mm-hmm. and then you've been 3 years, 4 years? Were you a
3 years.
3 years, okay. So I know we had a conversation, I believe it was in February. You're like, man, God's doing something in me. I don't know what's going on. I feel like God's got another plan for my life, not for sure what it is. And that kind of started this rolling of maybe God's calling David to the bridge. And so, man, why do you want to get back into the local church? Why do you want to get back being a pastor?
Yeah. That's a great question. And it's been kind of an interesting journey. I love what I did. I loved working with the guys. The planters that I worked with were my brothers. They were my friends. One of the hardest parts in this transition was to leave my guys. To leave my guys that I've recruited and trained, and one of them had their first preview service, their first monthly service last week.
Wow.
One of them started in April.
Yeah.
Two of them are starting this fall. And so to kind of get them right to the edge of that and to walk away from that was kind of like, God, why? But as Joe said, back in February, I was actually in San Diego in a training, on with some additional training we wanted to do with church planters, and I just began to feel this stirring in my heart. I love the training, and I still want to see if there's ways that I can use it in my life and my ministry. But I just felt like the direction that the North American Mission Board and our state convention was going was not the direction that I was going. And it doesn't mean it was going in the wrong direction. Don't hear that at all. It's just God was kind of putting something in me that I'm like, this isn't what I want to do the rest of my life. And I texted three people. I texted Joe. I texted a pastor friend in Kansas City. And I texted a guy named Scott Jackson in Philadelphia. And then talked to a guy named Justin, one of my church planters, and said, just pray for me. I don't know what God's doing, but I feel like I want to do something different. And I don't know what that looks like. And so part of the large reason is when I work with church planters, those are guys who are fairly mature believers, and they know what God's called them to do, and I love coming along beside them. But the part that I really missed more than anything in pastoring is working with unbelievers and seeing them come to that relationship with God, and then also working with young believers who are trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what's it mean to walk with God. If I'm going to have an intimate relationship with God, what's that look like daily? You know, how do I live daily? How do I talk daily? How do I do things differently? What's it mean to be surrendered to God and allow him to lead my life? And I love working with people doing that. I love walking that journey of trying to figure out what's it mean to be a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
And discipling people and developing leaders and starting new ministries and being engaged in the community. I was training guys to do the things that I love to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of like, I got to get back to my roots and what God originally equipped and trained me to do.
So what are your passions, David? What are your gifts?
What are my passions and gifts? One of my passions, or one of my gifts, I believe, is living by faith. Some people call it stupidity. Other people call it craziness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I've done in my life that just don't make sense. And when you look at it on paper. But I try to really listen to God. I won't tell you I'm perfect at it by any means. Don't hear that. Don't hear that I've got this all figured out, that I always am obedient to God and I'm always listening. But I just try to live by faith and dependence upon God. And I think this move and this change for my family, my daughters were born in Philly. That's all they ever know. They've never lived in Missouri. My oldest was 1 year old when we moved away from Missouri. And so this move has been different for us. So I love living by faith. I love trusting God to do things that just don't make sense. I want to be in a place where if God doesn't show up, we're sunk. And so I'm going to challenge us. I'm going to encourage us to step out and trust faith, trust God to show up. And it's not craziness. It's doing what God's called us to do.
Yeah.
I love developing people. I love developing ministries. I love developing leaders. I just love walking alongside people.
So it's been a crazy ride. Literally, when we started
very
talking
crazy
about you moving from Philadelphia, my wife said, there's no way he's coming. There is no way. He's not going to leave Philly, because we've had lots of conversations about it. And so I guess my question for you is, David, tell us about your calling to the bridge. And maybe you've covered that already.
Okay.
It's kind of simple. Let's just keep it simple, stupid, I like to say it. So, David, why are you here, right? know that God's confirmed some things. I shared a little bit with the story with the church of kind of how God's worked all of that. But man, seriously, you know, why are you here? Tell us a little bit about your journey to the bridge.
So when Joe and I were kind of talking this, and we've known Joe and Tina for years, and my wife and I have been friends with them and hung out with them both here and in Pennsylvania. And Tina said, until I look in his eyes and I hear him say it, I won't believe it. So I took my phone and I took a picture of my eyes and texted it to Joe. And I'm like, she can look at my eyes now. It's just where I felt God was calling me, is to come back to that local church and to be a part of that. I believe this church is a very, very good church.
Yeah.
But I believe God wants to do even bigger and better things through it.
Yeah.
And so if you're wanting me to maintain the status quo, you got the wrong guy, because I don't do status quo.
Yeah.
Because I believe if we're standing still, then we're moving further away from God, because God's always moving and active.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm going to challenge us to walk with God, stay close to God, be obedient to God. And this was a move that made no sense. I mean, to be honest, the North American Mission Board pays a sweet salary and has amazing benefits. And my wife and I were comfortable. We had a house that we'd lived in for 18 months that we bought. That you don't turn over a house in 18 months and try to make money off of it. And so the whole thing, it's like, it's made sense to me. Every time I did anything, it's just like it clicked. And I'm not saying that every time you obey God, it clicks and goes easy, because there's been obstacles in this process. Finding a home has been a major obstacle.
Yeah.
We are moving into a house the end of July that I have never walked in yet.
Never seen it yet.
Never been in the house.
Yes.
We've driven by it. We drove past it Friday for the first time. Joe and Tina walked through it with their cell phone and FaceTimed us.
Yeah, FaceTimed so that and walked through the house. Do you like that?
This is the front room.
Yeah.
This is, look at this driveway. Joe's jealous of our paved driveway. That's the way we've seen it. And so that doesn't make sense. But it's felt like it's where God wanted me along the way. Even in the midst of things that didn't make sense, and to walk away from what I was walking away from, and for people to say, we hate for you to go, but my family and I have both said, this is where we think God wants us. And my daughters, who was really hard for them, going into their senior year to move, they said, God, or Dad, we believe this is where God wants you, and we want you to be happy.
That's awesome.
And have less stress. And we want you to be in a place where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
And so they've been supportive of that through that this time.
Yeah, it's been beautiful how God has just, I think I explained to the church, God is like a river. It's like a flooded river that once you jump in that river, it just takes you to where it wants to go. That's what this process has been. It's not been like we've been sitting around going, let's do this, let's do that. It's been God going, you're doing this if you're going to trust me. And so David is part of some of the change that God has been doing here. So quickly, David, man.
Just an example of that. Sorry. I know he likes to talk, so
yeah,
I have to squeeze my words in.
But I talk fast.
An example of that is we were hoping one person, the North American Mission Board, would sell buy our house and use it for new church planters to come up, and they decided not to. And we kind of panicked and go, oh, my gosh, what's this mean? And so my wife and family and I went home, and we got our house ready to sell in about 5 days and put it on the market, and 3 days later we had three offers at asking price, in Philly, that don't happen.
Yeah.
And so that just was a sign of God's just kind of like said, I got this if you'll just trust me.
So it's 3 days?
3 days.
I thought you sold the next day. Maybe it was when you asked me to pray, it was the next day.
Maybe it was.
That's what it was. So yeah, 3 days is still good. That's
3 days.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So Dave, all right, what are you most excited about the bridge? What are you juiced about? You're like, man, I am so excited about this.
Joe gave me these questions, but honestly, I hadn't thought of answers. So yeah. This is my personality. I kind of wing it a little bit. Part of it is, I'll be honest, I just love, Joe and I have become great friends, and I love this guy to death. I love hanging out with him and having fun. So we may have a little bit too much fun, so we may get in trouble as pastors. Sorry, we don't mean to do that.
Keep it real.
But we just want to have fun. I believe all the guys that I've ever worked with on staff have become some of my best friends.
Yeah.
And so Joe and I are kind of starting with an advantage there, and we've been good friends for years. So I look forward to that, just working along with somebody that I believe in as my brother. I want to encourage him to be the guy that God created him to be. And he's been carrying a whole lot of load for the last few years. And I want to take some of that burden off him and allow him to be who God created him to be and allow him to be the leader of this church that God wants him to be.
That's awesome.
And so I'm here to be his support and encouragement. And just to see this church expand and grow and impact its community. You're, like I said, a very good church, but I believe God has even bigger dreams for us.
Yeah.
And I believe that means developing new leaders. I believe that impacts our community in a bigger and better way than we have in the past. I believe that means going into other communities and impacting those communities. And I got a heart for church planting. And so I'm going to encourage us to plant other churches around this area and around the country and to be a part of that. So I just believe the future of this church is unbelievable if we trust God and step out in faith.
That's awesome. So what are you least excited about? We'll keep it real, right? We'll put you on the spotlight. So what are you least excited about the Bridge, if I can ask you that? Or maybe your new job. Maybe I can say it that way. Working with Joe?
Working with Joe. What am I least excited about? It's the humidity.
Yeah. The winter? No, actually, it's worse.
It's been a while since I've worked with a church that's established. I've always started the churches. And yeah. So to come into a church that's already got stuff going and trying to kind of figure it out. I was trying to meet some people today. Man, I'll be honest with you. I'm not great with names. And so, you know, usually when you're starting a church, you have like five people. I'm good at learning five people's names. And then you grow a little bit here, a little bit there, and I can handle that. All of a sudden, I'm coming into a church of about 500, and so be patient with me on names and learning people. But just where do I fit in, and what do I bring to the table? One of my biggest fears is failure. I know that there's a lot of potential here, and I know the personnel team and Joe have put their faith and trust in me, and I don't want to let anybody down. And so I want to serve faithfully and do the best I can in everything I do.
Yeah, awesome. So, David, your role is the connecting pastor. Our vision here is we're connecting people. You're going to be developing ministry. You're going to be coordinating life groups. And most importantly, you're going to be developing our volunteers to use their God-given gifts. I've shared with our church numerous times that we want to build on our gifts. We don't want to build on programs. We want to find out what people's gifts are, and we want to build our church around that. So, my brother, how are you going to do that? Sorry, curveball? No.
Back to my previous question of what was I most worried about.
Right.
So two of my favorite scriptures, one of them I found on a mission trip in Brazil when I was in college, is Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. That if one falls down, his brother can help him up, but pity the one who falls down and has no one to help him up. Two can keep warm together, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. I believe we work better together. And so a lot of what I'm going to do at first is just ask questions and learn. I don't have all the answers. I know what's worked in Philly. I don't necessarily know what works in Nixa. But I'm going to learn, and I'm going to work beside you, and we're going to figure it out. I'm going to come along beside where you're working and you're strong and figuring out what your gifts are and what your passions are and help you live them out, help you step out in faith. One of my other life verses, and probably our biggest family life verse, is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous and know that I am with you always, God said to Joshua. And so I'm going to encourage you to be strong and courageous and step out and trust God. God's given you gifts and passions, and I just want to come along beside you and let you live them out. I don't think we ever should be miserable in life. That doesn't mean our circumstances aren't tough, and it doesn't mean our circumstances don't sometimes stink around us. But in the midst of that, we should have joy because of who God is and what he's done in our lives. And so through that, we should live with passion and joy. And so I want to help you guys figure who God created each of you to be and to live that out passionately and to impact this community and to impact our world. And so a lot of us just going to be asking questions, learning, and coming along beside you.
That's awesome. Again, I'll say this again. As the Bridge shifts, my heart, and I know your heart is because we've had a lot of conversations about this, we're not going to create new programs just to create a program, right? We are going to get to the heart of our people. We're going to get to the heart of their gifts. And we believe that if you're here at the Bridge, God's got something for you to do. Mm-hmm. We believe that you've got a gift. We believe we need you and you need us. We believe that. And so David's role, his heart and his passion is going to help develop you into being using the gift that God has given you.
And that's both in the church and outside the church. Yeah. Don't think you're only going to use gift inside this building.
That's right.
I'm excited about this next series because this is cool what we do on Sunday mornings, but this isn't being the church.
Right.
The church is not something you go to. Yeah. The church is something you do Monday through Friday. Actually, Sunday through Saturday, to be honest. But I want to encourage you to go outside the doors and be the church.
Yeah, awesome.
And to be the church where you live, work, and play.
Awesome. A couple things before we wrap up. You, before you accepted the position, you spent a morning, you came down, hung out with me, we prayed, and you spent a morning here in the sanctuary by yourself, praying. And I hadn't asked you this, and I prepped you yesterday because I told you I hadn't asked you this, but you came out of the sanctuary looking a little bit different, and you said, you looked at me and you said, this is right. This is what God wants. God has called me to be here. Can you share a little bit about what happened in that moment, in that time, when you kind of had that, this is it, this is what God wants?
Yeah. Um, People have said to us, you're going back home where you're from. And I mean no disrespect to Missouri at all, but my home is Philly. I've been there for 18 years, and my daughters have been born there and grown up there, and I'm an Eagles fan, a Flyers fan, a Sixers fan, a Phillies fan.
Jesus, be with you.
And that's become our home. And this is where I was born and raised, but for 18 years, Philly's been my home. And so it was a really difficult decision. It was a really difficult decision to say to my family, hey, we're moving where we've lived for so long and put down so many roots and trained so many planters and gone through surgeries for my daughter and gone through accidents together. And to walk away from all of that and all those relationships and to come to somewhere where we know a handful of people just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, to be honest. And so I really wrestled with, God, why? And I texted Joe one time. I'm like, okay, I'm in an area where there aren't many churches, and I'm training guys to start churches, and you want me to come to an area where there's a church on every corner is kind of our joke, and just a churched area. Why? And so I really had to wrestle through that and to kind of process that and deal with it. And I believe that, as I said, the best place we can ever be is in the center of God's will. It's the best place you can ever be. And so I've really prayed, God, what is your will? Because honestly, on paper, I can't make sense of this. I can't make it work in my head. And I remember, I think it was Chris on the personnel team, when I met with the personnel team, asked, how many other churches are you looking at? And my answer was, I wasn't looking at you, to be honest. I wasn't looking to leave. I wasn't looking for a new job. I wasn't pursuing anything else. This just kind of was a weird God thing that just kind of God showed up. And so I just spent some time in here going, God, are you sure? Is this really what you're wanting me to do? I want to be where you want me to be. And as I sat right back over in that corner by that table and just prayed and said, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go. One of my kind of mentors and guy that recruited me to Philadelphia said to me recently that one of the things he's been proud of Kelly and I on is that we put our yes on the table and then say, okay, God, what's the question? And so I kind of said that, God, here's my yes. Is this what you want me to do? And just the peace that I got sitting over in that corner of this is where God wanted me and my family. And I don't understand it all, and I can't make sense of it all, but I'm convinced this is where God wants me. And when I say that I love Philly and it's our home, please don't hear that I'm looking to go back there, because everywhere I've ever gone, I've gone with the attitude, this is my home for the rest of my life. And where I'm serving at the Bridge is my church for the rest of my life. I'd have never looked for another job. I think the personnel team asked me for a resume. I had to make one because I don't have one. I don't make a resume. God's just taking me from place to place when it's time. But I always go in with the mindset, this is where I'm at for the rest of my life. And I really feel like, I mean, I'm getting old. I'll be honest. I'm going to be 50 in October. And
so, oh, you stuck your foot in your mouth that time.
Sorry. I'm getting to the, I don't want to plant churches at 50 anymore. Yeah. I feel like this is where God wants my family and I for a long time, for the rest of our lives. And so I just got a real peace and a real sense of this is where I belong. Yeah. And even though it doesn't make sense, that if we're in the center of God's will, he brings that peace and that joy.
Yeah,
And I, that's what I've experienced through this process.
Awesome. Well, we're excited that you surrendered to that call to come to us. And we've got just a few minutes left, David. And so just want to wrap up. Is there anything that's on your heart that you'd like to say to the church before we dismiss? Anything that's on your heart?
I'd say, man, just share with me what's going on. Share with me your life. Be honest with me. I've been in Philly for 18 years. Man, we shoot straight. I don't pretty things up very well. I've told Joe when we were talking about questions, he goes, I want you to look over these questions. I'm like, man, if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer the question. And my kind of life motto has been, if you're stupid enough to ask the question, I'm stupid enough to answer it.
Yeah.
And so I'll answer anything. If you got a question for me that we don't answer today, grab me, ask me, email me. I think we've set me up with an email account here at the Bridge yet. I've not checked it yet, so I don't know if it works yet. But I'll answer anything. But I didn't move my family from Philadelphia to here to be comfortable. And so let's not get comfortable. Let's see what God wants to do.
Yeah.
I believe God wants to do big things,
yeah.
Real big things.
Yeah.
And I believe he wants to use this church to do real big things. Yeah. And so I'm going to push you, and I'm going to challenge you, I'm going to stretch you, and I want you to do the same to me. And if you got questions, ask me why. I'll answer anything in the world. I will answer any question you ask. You may not like my answer, but I will answer it, and I will answer it honestly, because I want to be real with you, I want to be authentic with you, and I want to pursue God with you. And I want to see what God does that blows us away. I've got to the point in my life, I don't want to do things that I can explain. I want to do things that I can only explain by God.
Amen. That's awesome.
So when people go, how did that happen? They can go, I can tell them, it's because of my Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
And so we're going to step out in faith. We're going to do some crazy things, but we're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Because if we're where God is and we're requiring him to show up, it's going to be cool and it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Church, can we give the Lord another hand clap of praise? We can do that. Yeah. So here we are, as the bridge is going through some transition. I know that got more coming, more changes that we talked about that I'm excited about with some of David's vision and his heart, and we won't get into all that today. You'll see those over the next few years, right? As again, we're excited about what God is doing. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to wrap up in prayer. And so, David, if you wouldn't mind asking your beautiful family to come forward up here, and if you want to stand down there with them, and if you want to go ahead and put on your shirt while you go down there. Okay, I guess not, right? So we're going to ask the Pearson family if they would please just stand down here. And I just think it'd be appropriate just to gather around them, lay your hands on them, and pray for them. I cannot tell you how excited I am, again, about David. And again, you know, David and I have been good friends, but what I'm more excited about is that God has ordained this. God has put this together. And I know a lot of you don't know every detail of the story, but you can talk to personnel team. You can talk to the leadership team about how some of this stuff has taken place. And it's been beautiful just to step back and just let God do it. And so we are excited about the future of the bridge, and we believe that the Pearsons are going to play a huge role in that. And so could I ask you guys to stand up, and let's just gather around these guys. Could we do that? Come on forward. Let's gather around them. Let's lay hands on them just as a sign of unity. And then I'm going to dismiss us in a time of prayer, and then we'll get you all out of here so you can pop up some fireworks and enjoy your holiday weekend. So let's pray together. God, we love you and we praise you. God, we're so thankful that that we're not in control and you are, Lord, and that we can trust you, Lord, in each and everything. And Lord, this past year has been a journey, Lord, for our church, Lord, with some transition and with some change. And Lord, quite honestly, there's been a couple times I just looked up and said, God, I don't even know what you're doing. But Lord, you've reminded me, Lord, over and over again of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Lord, I believe the Pearson family is that path, Lord God, that you have showed us to take. And Lord, I've been excited about their willingness to come and be part of what you're doing here. Lord, I'm excited about some of David's vision. I'm excited about his passion to equip people, Lord God, for them to discover their gifts. Lord, I believe that is New Testament church, God. It's not building programs, but Lord, it's building around gifts. Lord, everyone that's in this room, I believe, has a gift, Lord God. And we are excited about journeying with them, Lord, to discover that gift so they can function in the body the way you want to. Lord, I just pray for the Pearsons over these next few months that the transition would go quickly and easily. Lord, that the girls would meet friends. Lord, that Kelly would meet friends. Lord God, that they would build relationships here at the bridge. And Lord, that this would not feel like something that's new, but Lord God, in the next few weeks and the next few months, Lord, they would feel like they're part of this family. Lord, let that come quickly. Let that come fast, Lord God. And I just want to pray for blessings upon David, Lord, that you would anoint him, Lord God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his toes, Lord God, to do what you've called him to do. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord God, for leading us and guiding us. We are trusting you, and we are excited about this next season here at the bridge. Lord, have your way. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say, God bless you, church. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful 4th of July holiday.